Here are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and this is the news that Magpie supporters did not want to hear. But it looks like the club's hopes of signing loan sensation Joe Willock on a permanent basis from Arsenal this summer are over after Gunners boss Mikel Arteta confirmed he expects the midfielder to be part of his plans next term. Willock has been fantastic since moving to St James's Park in January, and he has scored in six successive Premier League games, including the winner against Sheffield United last time out. Newcastle boss Steve Bruce has admitted he will test Arsenal's resolve to try and sign Willock permanently, but it looks like he and the club are facing a losing battle. Elsewhere, and Newcastle will be looking to round off the season with a victory when they visit Fulham on the final day of the campaign on Sunday. Steve Bruce's side could still finish as high as 12th in the standings, and Bruce is determined to end the season on a positive note. He does have a few injury concerns to contend with, though, ahead of the match, after revealing that Alan Saint-Maximin and Martin Dubravka are both doubtful after picking up knocks during the week. Finally, and another player that will not be available on Sunday is striker Callum Wilson, but he has been named the club's official player of the year after striking 12 times in 28 appearances after joining from Bournemouth last summer. Wilson has struggled with hamstring problems over the second half of the campaign, but his impressive performances have been eye-catching, and he has now been rewarded with the Player of the Year accolade. That's all for now. We'll have more later.